Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another powerful prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. We're getting ready to move into the presence and the glory of God on today. This is a season and a time where there have been so many challenges and difficult moments and distractions, but God has the answer and the solution for all of our pains, distresses, problems, and even frustration. As we prepare to set the stage for the showdown in the earth realm, God has a remnant of people who are dedicated to building the kingdom of God with the strength of the word of God. That will be a vaccine from all capacity and be a strength to the lives of the people. I know that this is your holiday season, and some of you are relaxing, some of you are thinking, some of you are meditating, and some of you are in great place of preparation. So as we prepare to go into teaching on tonight, you have to know, as we're encouraging you and exhorting you, hold on to God's unchanging hand. It's the elect that God has already mandated for this election that's coming up. God has chosen, and selected men and women of God who he mandated for this season. So as we go into a powerful time tonight, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And the word of God said, lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. He will and shall direct your path. We're thanking God for what the Lord is getting ready to do for you, you, and you on today. God bless you is my prayer.
Good evening. The scripture will come from Psalms, the 40th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. I have read to you Psalms, the 40th chapter, verses 1 through 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome, powerful Monday night prayer, Lord God, where your word of the Lord comes alive. And so we just come to honor you, adore you, lift you up, and say thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you for waking us up today, clothing us in our right mind, protecting and shielding us as we go out and come in, because your words say we're blessed going out and blessed coming in. So we thank you for your blessings continuously over your people, and we say thank you, Lord God, because, Father God, without you, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, Father, we can do absolutely nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength tonight. We thank you for trusting traveling grace and mercy for all your people tonight. We thank you for raining on the just and the unjust. We just come to give you the praise and the glory because, Lord God, you love us all equally. You have no favorite child. And we say thank you for being Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we say thank you for bringing heaven to earth to heal the land, to heal your people, to deliver and set us free in our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Oh, we come and bless the Lord tonight. He's worthy to be praised. We come with a humble heart today, receive and empty of ourselves to be received with more of him, Lord God. And so we thank you right now for filling us up in the name of Jesus. We stop by another Monday night to be filled up with your word, Lord God, filled up with your encouragement, Lord God. Because can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. So have your way this awesome Monday night, Lord God. And we just say thank you for being Abba, Father. We come to plead the blood of Jesus over this line tonight, over every household represented on this line tonight. And we thank you for driving our spirits in our homes that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we just welcome you to rule and reign. We lift up all our children, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We thank you for being a fence around them, Lord God, keeping them, Lord God, from seen and unseen danger, keeping them from seen and unseen sickness, Lord God. Place the right people in their path that will encourage them to draw them to you, Lord God, because your word says if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up tonight. We come to magnify your name tonight because you are awesome, you are wonderful, and you're faithful, and you're beautiful. And we just give you the praise and the glory. In your precious son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord.
Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, this evening. Lord God, as you have allowed us to come boldly before your throne, we thank you right now, hallelujah, Lord, that you have kept us all day long, bringing us to this appointed time, Lord, to begin to put our voices, Lord, together as one man's prayer. We thank you, praise your name, O God, hallelujah, because you are King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, because your love is infinite, Lord God, and it never stops, O God. You protect us, O God, from danger seen and unseen, and for that we are grateful. God, as we give you, God, the fruit of our lips on this evening, Lord, praying for the world at large, O God, because we know that the conditions, O God, may not be feasible for the people, but we know, O God, that you are everything to us, Lord, and know, God, hallelujah, Lord, that you would sustain us, Lord, even in this time, in this season. Father, we thank you right now, O God, because we can cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. And we know, O God, hallelujah, that you're so merciful, you're so long-suffering, you're so kind and gentle, O God, but you're also a God of wrath, Lord. And we need to be, O God, mindful, O God, that you chastise those whom you love, not because, O God, hallelujah, glory be to God, that you're trying to be mean, but you're trying, O God, hallelujah, to have us to be in relationship with you, Lord. And you want us to understand, oh God, that we was meant to praise and to worship you, oh God, and not bow down to idols or any of such things. Father, I thank you right now, hallelujah, because you deserve all the praise, oh God, hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God, your name is worthy to be praised. Father, you, hallelujah, you prepared the way for us even before we was thought of, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, you made preparations for us, Lord, even before we was thought of, oh God. You thought of everything, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, from the beginning to the end. And, oh God, everything in between, Lord, hallelujah. You want your will to be done here on earth as it already is done in heaven. Father, as soon as we line ourselves with you, Lord, and be obedient to your word, line upon line, precept upon precept, oh God, we will see a change come about in our lives. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, where we have faltered, wherever we have, God, not being obedient, and we just ask for forgiveness, oh God, and we just want, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, you to be pleased, oh God, as servants, for God, you said you would not leave yourself without a witness, and Father, if we planned on being a witness for you, we must line up to your word, oh God, and not stray from it, oh God. Help us to continue to hold on to the horns of the altar, because he that put his hand to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God, and Father, we try, oh God, hallelujah, with everything within us, Lord. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. But to do the things that you have said for us to do. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let our mind, soul, body, and spirit, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, continue to be submissive to you, Lord. We thank you for your word that comes to reprove us, refresh us, revive us, oh God, hallelujah, and rekindle our love for you, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the vessels that you send forth, oh God, to minister to us, oh God, morning, noon, and at night, oh God, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless them, Lord. Keep them in the, oh God, in the solidarity of your hand. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah, Lord, we know that it's not by might nor by power, but Spirit that we move, we breathe, and we have our being. So let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, for we are your people and the sheep of your pasture, O God. And we don't want to eat from any other pasture but the pasture that you, O God, hallelujah, have prepared for us to eat from, O God. Lord God, and let us, O God, hallelujah, drink only from the fountain. Woo, glory, only from your fountain, O God. God, that flows, oh God, the river of life. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. And Father God, we thank you for what you have done in our lives, Father God, what you are doing, Father God, the things you're even working on behind the scenes that we know nothing about, Father God. And we thank you, God, for another chance to assemble together on this line, Father God, and hear the word, hear from heaven, Father God. And Father God, as we, hallelujah, assembly on this line, Father God, let us, hallelujah, receive the word, Father God. Let the word fall on good ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And let us not only be hearers, but also be doers of the word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, sharpen us on tonight. Let the word sharpen us tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Let the word divinely align us with you for those of us that may need to be realigned, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we want to thank you, God. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for who you are in our lives, Father God. We want to thank you, God, even for, hallelujah, Prophet LaRon Matthews on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Take him higher and deeper in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Pour down a fresh and new anointing upon his life, even as he goes forth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we say amen, 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 amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud, so long. tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Bad news, light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord? I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. Oh, Lord, I know I need a word from you. Against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Good evening. God bless you. I welcome you tonight to another prophetic experience teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome each and every one of you all for joining us tonight on this holiday week and weekend. We bless the Lord for you all coming to be with us on this day. Certainly we honor God for all that he is doing, because how many know if it had not been for the grace, the mercy, the omnipotent and omniscient God, we will not be here on this other side of 2020 with all that is going on in the land. So we honor the Lord for his greatness, his presence, his power, and his love that he bestowed upon our lives for such a time as this. So we're thanking the Lord tonight for you all. I want to take this time to thank our intercessors, prayer, warriors, ministry, gift, kingdom leaders that come so diligently throughout the weeks and the months to pray and to stand on the word of God, whether through prayer, intercession, teaching, prophesying, ministering, encouraging us, exhorting us, all that you do. I certainly thank God for you all. Continue to have the strength and the tenacity to do what you do in the kingdom of God in spite of the fierce battles in the natural as well as in the spiritual realm. I thank you all so much for all that you do and all that God allowed you to do. while we have the strength and the fortitude to do it. So I bless the Lord for you on today for joining us. I know many people are sitting back enjoying just a little time of family and an enjoyment of family, because this has been one of those years that we all had to work hard in. So just enjoy a Labor Day, a labor to relax and enjoy yourself. It's always an honor for just a lot, the grace of God that has been so with us and have blessed us. I want to talk real quickly about the vision of the prophetic conference line. But real quickly before I do that, just want to remind the people, last month we had five Saturdays, five Sundays, and five Mondays. That was kind of historical. We won't get that until for the next 820 years. Well, actually, the last time that happened was 823 years ago, statistically. And so we won't get that until next century to have a five Friday or five Saturday or five Sundays in simultaneously order like that. So we are in a historical year and a historical time. In saying that, we our conference line, we're here every first Monday and first Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 o'clock p.m. in the West Coast. So join us at that time as we come and share a word from the Lord for your life that will be life-changing for you. Thank God for the many people that will join us. All you have to do is just call in. You have to take your phone and dial in the number from wherever you are in the United States, the 218-548 number, 3684, and put in the access code 435160 pound. Or you can listen in on the blog side, Blog Talk Radio. That number is 319-527-6188. Just listen in wherever you at. Enjoying your time with your family, loved ones, friends, on the job. Put your earpiece in and just steal away and get a word from the Lord. How many of you know that right now we really need something from God in such a time as this, with all of these sounds in the land that are speaking and all of the acoustic in the land that are representing? It's good to have a word from the Lord that will be a word that can be life-changing for you in the midst of this pandemic and plandemic in the land. So we bless the Lord for you on today. Then Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and first and third Friday and first and third Saturday at 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, and 3 a.m. in the West Coast, you can come and listen and receive a word from the Lord that will bless you, ignite you, minister to you, build you up, and strengthen you in a time of need. We're trying to make sure God's people are informed of what's going on in the land. So our message here deals many times with the spiritual base and social conscious of mankind, to bring them into understanding the revelation of the Word of God and for their life and for their purpose and their destiny. Too many people have been disenfranchised by the Word of God, or because of a lack of teaching it with specific clarity and understanding. So many times in our walk with the Lord, we start off spiritual, but we end up religious, and religion become ritual. We have to really understand the Word of God from its historicity, not necessarily from the etymological part of the word, because the etymological part is written by scholars in Greek and philosophy, but the historicity takes you to the root of everything that was done, even down to the scroll where it was written. And when God said, let there be to mankind, and he said, I made man in my image and likeness. I made him male and female. I made them one. And he said, let there be. And then he backed it up I am that I am. And then Jesus ended with, it is finished. And so therefore, it solidified everything in the earth realm. So everything that was taught to us or brought to us by religious institutionalism of the world and pulpits and from university or colleges or training or conferences that we went through will not have weight when the historicity of the Word of God comes alive inside of us. That takes us to a deeper level, but that requires men and women of God of the Old Testament that were holy men and women of God. We're not talking about changing of garments and things like that and wearing of clothes and wearing certain ritualistic garments that basically are based upon pagan festivals, the pagan lifestyle. But we're talking about actually going to the root of understanding biblical phenomena and knowing our place in the biblical phenomena as it relates to history. We get a few words under our belt, Greek, or a few words under our belt that is Hebrew, a few words under our belt that carries the what we would consider the scholar or the philosophical part of it. But it's more than that now. In a time where the world is faced with fierce demonic spirits, an illusional outcome in the world, and delusional mindset, and the battle of the mind to get to the soul is at stake right now. So we have to bring the Word of God alive to His people, that His people will totally understand the power, the glory, and the ability of God's hand on your life concerning your destiny and concerning your assignment in a world that is so full of fallen, perverse angels that have been used to enter into human bodies to create more and more a machination that exists in the world. So we as believers have to be strong in our mindset, in our will, in our thoughts, and move from beyond the characteristic of what we think we know into having the image of sonship of what God knows and what God has released us to speak to His people. And so we as believers have to be the stronger in the midst of the weakness in the land. And I bless the Lord for the people of God on today. That's why I always ask the Lord, anytime that I'm doing some, Lord, make sure I'm right and that I'm in right standing with you, so that when I release the Word of God, I don't release it from my opinion, but I release it from eternity conversation with humanity expression and receiving of His Word of God. So we bless the Lord for you all that are joining us on tonight. And I thank you, intercessors, prayer warriors, and ministry gifts for being a vessel that God can use to release His words through and for the lives of many people. So we honor the Lord for you on tonight and thank God for where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there's liberty. I want to talk a little bit about the vision of this prophetic conference line. We are entering into the 10th year of this conference line. So thank God that we and the conference line and the team are still here in the midst of those who went alone, went on, or it took on other duties and responsibilities, and even some who went on to be with the Lord. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. And thank God for those great, awesome men and awesome women of God. The vision of this prophetic conference line was birthed from the book of Habakkuk. I'm calling it Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verses number 1 through 4. And Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait to see what the Lord will say unto me when I am reproved, when I am made ready. He said, then write the vision and make it plain upon table, that he may one that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. It will tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come. And then it says in verse 4, his soul which is upright in him is not upright, but the just shall live by faith. The vision of the prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God, Elohim, to this people and change the world with one touch of dialing of the phone. Become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that has lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their hearts about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total man. The vision, the mission of the prophetic conference line is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. That's the vision and the mission of this prophetic conference line. It was birthed out 9 years ago, around this time. And we bless the Lord for you for joining us tonight. I want to move into the word of the Lord God tonight. I believe there is a word from the Lord, and I certainly won't tarry long. Many of you, I thank you for continuously keeping me in your prayers as we share God's word locally and around the world and throughout the United States as we continuously, through the opportunities that God allotted us to be able to travel and still share his word in the midst of the pandemic that's in the land. Thank God for the strength and the will and the tenacity to walk in total faith. As I tell everyone, my life is based upon faith and faith alone. And I just bless the Lord for that and honor the Lord for all that he's doing on this day, allowing us to be. Into the word of the Lord God, if you're following us via your iPad or your iPhone or whatever technology you're using, I teach from the King James Version of the Bible, actually King James Version of the Bible. Came into the transliteration right around the 1600s. And so what you get is the version of King or King James and added to it the teaching some of the Old Testament writing and New Testament writing. But most importantly, a lot of the information was translation. So you don't get the Holy Bible. What you get is a translation of the Word of God in this Bible. So therefore, what you read, you have to request God to open you up to understanding the details of the translation of this Word. And then reveal to you the revelation of what he was saying from the beginning of time. Many of the writings in here are very questionable, especially as you come into the knowledge and the truth of God's word, not by what we consider the ancient of people, but to really understand it from the mysterious of God, revealing it how it was written in the scrolls or even before the scrolls were written to understand the mind, will, thought of eternity and how he was able to gather, how we were able to gather the information in time to be able to use the word of God and to apply it to our everyday life. And so when you read the book of Psalms, which is one of the poetic books, it's the poetic book of the Bible. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are considered gospel, synoptic book. As you end the 39 books of Old Testament, you end with the prophetic books, 5 major prophets, 12 minor prophets. And before that, you get what we call the poetic books that consisted of the books of Job. You get the book of Job, then you move from Job to Psalms, and Psalms to actually Ecclesiastes, and then Proverbs, or Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, and then actually Proverbs, I believe in that order, or correction, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and then Songs of Solomon in that order. These, and then before that, because I'm actually going backwards to forward, you get the historical books of the Bible. The historical books open us up to the history of the events that were going on in the Bible. I think most people call it the biblical time. I like to call it from the beginning of time and the beginning of creation, because biblical time covers a specific time period. But if you take it to the historicity of the Word of God, then you have to go back to creation, where everything started. Not only from the historical standpoint, but from understanding the law, commandments, and how God designed things from his Genesis, which deals with Genesis, deal with genes, it deals with neurons, it deals with not a literal place, but it deals with a state of things happening, and it's broken down so man can understand it from a literal place. But to really understand in a place in all of us is eternity. And in us, that's why God values you as an individual or as a person. And when he values you as an individual, as a person, he doesn't want us to taint his greatness that is inside of us. If you ever notice in the world or throughout the world, there's a strong perverse spirit that is trying to take the characteristics of man and mankind and change its image and it's the way we are from a human existence, women's femininity to man's masculinity, an eternity planned for humanity to bring us into knowing who we are and what we are to him. And so arguably, philosophers and scholars and those who are writers of these books writers of the etymological part of the Bible, they give it to you from the Greek goddess or the philosopher way of expressing it from where they learned it from, the Plato, Aristotle, many of them who were known to be connected to the noble birthing of the land in the earth realm to decide and determine mankind existed through the ancient spirit of destiny, these ancient fallen demons who fail and who are now locked in the substratum of the earth realm, so they have no place to go back in the terrestrial realm of the, I mean, the celestial realm that locked in the terrestrial, the earth realm. And so between the earth realm and the celestial realm, they're here in an estate. And so in the abyss of it, they're here locked. And that's when you get the battle for humanity, and God gives us it all through deity. So to really understand God, you have to understand him from his mysterious. That's why faith always comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. And if you miss the translation of something in the word of God, you have to really hear God from eternity, because he speaks to all of us from eternity. He releases the word to the angels of the living God from eternity. And so by the time it reaches humanity, we have thousands of different sounds that have been created by us because of the warfare between the principalities and the powers and the rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. So when we finally gravitate the word of God, we carrying it from a place of impatience. Get it from a place of impatience or frustration or arguably decisiveness of creating God's ourselves. So we get the word, in God said it, in the spirit of the Lord God said it, and thus says the Lord God. But is it really God saying it, or is it really you finally gave in to the powers that be to justify humanity answers because of their impatience and their needing the answer from you? It is critical now for the believers to understand the power and the ability of eternity sound instead of man's expression of what he thinks eternity has given him. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Which lead us to the word of the Lord God from Psalms 119 and verses 89 and 90. We'll start from there and share. You following us? Psalms 119 and 89. The book of Psalms is a very, very, very powerful book of writing. This book of Psalms. Praises of God, expression of his confidence in God, compassion, recounts the events, the life. Some of them are anonymous, some are written by David, some are written by Moses, writing in various sons of Korah, or some of the writers, and some of the writers of the Ephraim and the Ezraites were some of the writers of Psalms. Psalms is broken down into what we call four division Psalms. Division Psalms. Fourth division of Psalms. These divisions are very powerful in its writing. If you read Psalms 119, this would be considered one of the anonymous of the writing, but false to somebody suggest one of the priests or Ezra wrote this particular writing here. So Psalms 119 and 89 opens us up with the word forever, O Lord. My word is settled in heaven. My faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou establish the earth and it abideth. Let me just stop right there and deal with this for a few minutes. Psalms 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It's settled in heaven. settled in heaven. Verse number 90 said, thy faithfulness is unto all generations that thou established the earth and it abideth. So it is completed, not depleted, but completed. And when you look at here, I want to deal with this word tonight. Get ready for the settlement. The word of God is already complete and done. And it's already explained explicitly throughout history that eternity does not change because of humanity's failures and humanity's challenges and difficulties. Eternity does not change its ruling, its case, or its case study. We have 5 books of the law. We have 17 books of history. We have 5 books of the poetic and 17 books of prophetic and 5 books of gospel and 23 books of what we call New Testament and epistles writing and combined of 66 books of the Bible that contain many details and information as it relates to Bible stories or Bible phenomena. And these 66 books, what we as Christian, because Christian is a pagan word, but the believers follow as an example of the life of Elohim and then a follower of Jesus Christ, Latin. To really understand the Bible, we have to go deep into the mind, the will of God, far beyond 66 books, because these only contain application of life, death, burial, resurrection, history of Old Testament. But the Word of God far supersedes the pages that are set here on each chapter, each letter. It goes far beyond that. And therefore, to really understand God, you have to understand that it is settled. Everything is settled. It is settled now. When you look at the word settlement, I have many dictionary definitions of the word settled, and I'm going to give you a little bit of each, but they don't even carry or house the knowledge of when God said it is settled, because when the Lord said something was settled, it means it was complete, it was done. He just allowed his son, Yeshua, or Jesus, Latin, to come down to 42 generations. You have to study Job to understand those 42 books from that place, to really understand the job that Satan had on the earth realm, but actually the duty that Jesus will have to defeat him from the beginning of time. And so even though Lucifer sinned in heaven, it did not change the mind, will, and thought of creation for mankind, or the creator mindset for creation. It did not change the element. No matter how many laws and regulations and rules and amendments and bipartisan agreements from Democratic, Republican Party, Tea Party, and you name it, it does not change the law of the Word of God from eternity. God has already settled mankind's battle, war, and fight. So it was fitted and Jesus' ultimate rising. Most people take the pagan part of it and talk about the last seven words of Jesus, that and one of them was, it is finished. It is finished, meaning that everything was done. It is done. It is done. It's period behind it. No comma, no exclamation mark, no other English terminology that can fit in categorically what has been done. And so I want to say to somebody tonight, you're in a season of a settlement. God has already settled eternity battles. He just needs time for people to get it together from his eternal place. Mankind must understand that the narrative of the world can never take the place of the word of God, period, and it will never be able to display any other element. I know that social media have told you one thing, and somebody set up a laptop in the church and opened up the screen and broke down the Greek and gave you the understanding of the Hebrew and gave you a pie of how the prophetic work and the apostolic work and the ecclesia work, and understand how the pastoral work and the teacher work and ultimately the evangelist. All of those things are good, but it's already settled in heaven. God has already rendered a decision for mankind, period. It is for mankind to understand that everything that has been done from eternity, and that settled it. That's why in Psalms 119:89, he said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, and thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it is abided." God does not even change the rules himself. God spoke to the counsel of his own self. So when he spoke to the counsel of his own self, he needed no one else to render a decision concerning what he says about mankind and his relationship with mankind. I know that we as believers follow the rules of America land and other countries. Everybody have laws based upon their nation jurisdiction or their country ruling and decision. And so all have their own platform as it relates to their governmental policies and procedure. But ultimately, all government nations around the world, all seven continents, that is just globally connected in what we call Earth, because there are other universes out there that are far greater than the universe here. We just happen to be locked into this universe that God has established for us. But he did not change his plan from the universe. His universal plan always remains the same. And that's why, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It doesn't make a difference how many times somebody tell you what you cannot do or what you can do. Thank God that you have free will. And I often ask the Lord, you should have took it away from us, and you should have gave us the rules. It would have been a lot easier, but it would have went against his policy as it relates to his eternity to humanity. He gave us the will and the ability to trust him, even though we can't trace him, but faith comes by hearing from him. We have to understand the power and the ability that comes from him. When you look at the word settlement here, settlement is an act or process of settling something. It goes further to say the act of bestowing or giving possession under legal sanction, the sum of an estate or an income secured to one by such a settlement, an occupation of a settler, a place or region newly settled, a small village or a settlement house. That's one of the settlements under the dictionary terminology. There's another settlement means an act of a state to settle or the state of being settled. It goes further to say the act of making stable or putting on permanent basis, a state stability or performance or the permanence of an arrangement or an adjustment, a as a business affair, an agreement, a sign as a labor, negotiation, union, or management, a settlement. Some of us, we had settlements in our lives, and the only way we were able to get those settlements is we had to go through a legal battle in our lives. Whether the legal battle in our lives was a dispute due to something that have came about in our lives or an exhibit of an event. One of the settlements that I had that I went through in 2015, I was in a car driving down in the state of Mississippi, coming down 65, riding a rental car, and all of a sudden I came into ongoing traffic ahead of time. But the substratum of my body told me something was ahead because my body went into a literally compulsion state, and I slowed down in fear. And as soon as I come in, I see a halt traffic because of accident that was ahead, not knowing that behind me there was another vehicle riding at a pace just as fast as I slowed down into the traffic in. Didn't worry about anything. But from the back, there was another car coming, and I saw it through the rear view mirror that it was coming towards me, and I had my feet on the brake. And the Spirit of the Lord God said, ease your feet off of the brake. It's coming your way. And it hit the back of my car, and it thrust me into the front of a truck. And the front of the truck damaged the front of the car, but the back side of the car was not that damaged. I got out of the car to make sure everybody else was okay. But what I didn't understand is that there's an after effect of an accident. Sometimes we don't feel it right then, but you'll feel it later on. But what I rise to say out of that, someone hit me in a car accident. And when they hit me in the car accident, it gave me legal rights to be able to sue them for the accident that happened. But if they didn't have insurance on the vehicle, I would have to go through other legal ramifications to get what belongs to me. I want to say to somebody today, Satan has no insurance policy from eternity. He settled it. So everything that's done is done with him. And so, therefore, you have an insurance policy under the will of God, because under your policy, you have the protection plan of God that says it is settled. That means that God, when he established you, he established you with a policy that will be able to cover you. That policy covers grace, and it has mercy connected to it. And those policies protect us in the time of accident. We're not talking about things that are done purposely. Don't get it twisted. I'm talking about under the accident of our lives. And when we have shortcomings, we thank God for the power and the glory of God. But he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And many of we have to understand that we will have to deal with the decision that will be rendered concerning our life. Mankind, people, individual, they can tell us, or they can share with us, or they can throw fear on us and intimidate us into serving God. You have to serve God on the principle of knowing that he is who he is to you in your life, in your relationship. Generations have came and generations have gone. So he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That means the faithfulness is unto all generations. No matter if you are a millennial, or if you are a baby boomer, or generational X, or generational number one or two, you're still connected to the generational plan of God, no matter what happened in the history plan of mankind. So to deal with the pandemic of 2020 and the epidemic of 2004 and the plan of the pens of the writing of those things, God's word has never changed, no matter what Satan tries to do. Satan has the power. He has the power to do what he does. God has a greater power to do what he does that far supersedes satanic interference and demonic things that the enemy will do. And you have to know and understand that when God calls you to be settled, he forever fulfilled his word. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, Lord, my thoughts. expected life with good and perfect plan for your life. In other words, I always have a way to bring you through the demonic realms. I always have a way to bring you through the attacks. I have a way to bring you through pandemic, epidemic, death, demonic spirit, lying, deception. I have a plan to bring you through it because it's forever, oh Lord, it's settled in heaven. I have a plan far greater than any plan that any man can write, create, or establish. There's no botanica, encyclopedia, Wikipedia, or no one can ever define the power of God. I don't care how many writers that have came and gone and bestsellers in the earth realm. There is no other writing. When God said, let there be, he finished it. He finished it, he completed it, and he put a period by it because he understood the ruling that he made from eternity to release into time. So he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It is done. And many times we go through the ropes of life and the challenge in the life and the ups and downs and the ins and outs. And sometimes we go through so many things ourselves and not really understanding that God had already settled the matter. He settled the matter before it happened. He settled the matter after it happened. He had already settled it. That's right. In Romans 8 and 1, he said, there is therefore. Who is the therefore? There is therefore now God, Elohim. Therefore is God, Elohim. There is therefore now no condemnation to those that walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. Don't keep going back to the background or the back pages or the back report of what people told you and what people said you were and what you would be and what you were going to be and what your life would become. It is already settled in heaven. Thank God for Romans 8 and 28 when he said, and we know that all things, that's why he said it's settled, work together for good to them that love God and are but called according to the purpose. You got to understand you have a purpose under the settlement. You have a purpose under the plan of the settlement. And under the plan of the settlement, God always protects his own. He always keeps his own. Those who operate in the spirit of faith and faith phenomena in the glory of faith, you will always be covered by the power and the glory of God himself. He will always take care of his own. Even though we're watching massacre in the land and mass issues in the land and fire in the land and tornadoes in the land and cataclysmic flooding in the land and debauchery in the city and all of these things going on. But God always protects his own. He always protects those that he loves and that are connected to him. He always guards his interests and guards those who he loves. Even though we in the world, but we not of the world. Will we be affected by the world? Absolutely. But will we be infected by the world? Absolutely not. As long as we stay in the presence and the power and the glory of God in the settlement. Because he'll always settle the case. It's already won. And therefore, when he said forever, O Lord, it's settled. It was already done. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But the word of God that says it's settled is done. It's finished. I know people want to create and talk about and they want to give you their analogy or their understanding. And we want people's opinion on how do we preach? Did it bless you? What do you think? How do you feel? It ain't even about what they feel or what they think or how good they shouted or jumped. It has to be the word of God with simplicity from eternity to reach humanity and bring them into salvation in the word of God. When you hear the word of God, you got to know that the word of God that comes must come with truth. It must come with strength. It must come with power. And it must come with change. That's what the word of God does. And in verse 90, he said, thy faithfulness is with all generations. All generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it is abiding. It is done. It is finished. It is complete. In other words, it's a wrap. God has done it. He's completed it. He's done what he said he's done. And he doesn't change his mind concerning his people and his beloved of his people. When God does what he does it from eternity, and he releases it into time. Then he raises up men and women of God who will be able to tap into eternity, and then they will be able to release it to humanity in time. So you may hear somebody say, they're millennial generation, they're different. Their parents were a little different. Their parents, they had a little different thinking. It doesn't change eternity. They were the baby boomer of the 50s and the 40s. It doesn't change eternity. Here, well, they grew up in another community, in another neighborhood. They were in the elitist. Eternity does not change. Eternity is an equal plane or equal place. I won't call it a plain place. It's an equal place. And when God speaks from eternity, he renders a decision in humanity. And when he renders a decision in humanity, he's established it forever and ever and ever and ever. It doesn't change. Now, here's the challenge, or here's the difficult thing for what we call race relations or culture background. I won't use religion, because then you got to start calling off religious churches or institutions. But when he deals with race, he deals with us from oneness, from him alone. We deal with it from environmental stimuli or stimulization. So if your community was poor, we deal with it from that perspective. If you were considered black, they deal with it from that perspective, Italian or white or Greek or Chinese or Filipino, Mexican. We deal with it from our environment. God looks at us all as one in his humanity or his deity to humanity. He doesn't change his ruling. Man changes their ruling based upon environmental stimuli. So they determine you based upon your environment. They go further to go into zip codes and redlining and blacklisting and you name it. Even now they call it hotspots for some people. But it does not change God in you or through you when you really know who he is. So your life is not predicated on man's determinant of you. You're not being determinant by man's agenda or what man's plan is. Your determinant is based upon eternity code that he created you in humanity expression. So when God does what he does for you here, it does not change when you step into a new neighborhood, a new house, a new car, a little bit of money, a new platform, a new arena. It doesn't change God. And God is not interested in material things. God will give you material things. He's interested in eternity in you to be able to control humanity's things outside of you. He and he alone allowed you to have what you have. And if it had not been from him, you can't have what you have. Not based upon your boss, whether white, black, color, purple, red, millionaire, self-made millionaire, multi-millionaire, philanthropist, billionaire, or even in the trillionaire rank. It means nothing. The interesting thing of that, Steve Jobs said something that was very critical in the latter part of his life. He said the most expensive bed in the world is the hospital bed, unquote. So he realized no matter what the price tag of life is, it cannot pay for the price tag of the infirmity of cancer that was inside of him. So that means I don't care where you are at in your human existence. When God said it is settled in heaven, nothing based upon material entities can change deity expression of humanity. So you may not have the money that a rich man has, but you have a God that's richer than the money that he has. You may not have the car, the Mercedes Benz, or you may not have the Bentley, or the Rolls Royce or the big house, but you have the eternity of God inside you. And at any minute, eternity can give you greater than that if you understand the power of God. At any minute, it could be COVID-19, coronavirus, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, death in the land, a shooting, a murder. But if that's not your assignment from eternity, then fear can't grip you in humanity because you're walking in an estate. Can I take it a little deeper? If you understand the power of the matriotic plan of God or the message or the matrix of God, you understand the expression of how God can take you and move you into the transliteration of a molecule in your body. And he can move you from one place to another place in an instant of time. While they're talking about you, he can put you in a platform where they got to look at you while they're talking because of the presence and the power of God inside you. So you can be the greatness of God in any place, any time, any case. While you're watching the presidential election and watching the vice presidential candidate, it's not determined by them and their laws and their regulations and how they're playing on your emotion and your feeling. Eternity have already rendered a decision on November 4th, 2020. It's already settled in heaven. No matter how many billions of dollars are spent on your political party, on your behind the doors conversation in general, it does not change the plan of God. When God seals something, he sends it to the day of redemption, and he makes it known to anybody. And that's why you have an identity crisis in the church world, because the church world is trying to say they're identifying with God when they really are identifying with pagan traditions and rulings of pagan systems of the world that have nothing to do with the presence of God. Because if it had something to do with the presence of God, we'll all be completely holy and righteous in the things of God, not going along with a system in the world that continued to draw us far from the creativity of creation inside of us. When you really understand the power and the greatness of God and the glory of God, you will not worry about the influence of people, influence of what they say or do to you. You will be able to walk in the expression of deity. If you understand the plan of God and the glory of God, you will be able to do it yourself instead of judging everybody that's doing what they're doing in the kingdom of God. Isn't it interesting that everybody can tell you what you're doing and talk about you and judge you, but they'll never do what you're doing? They'll never step out. They'll never go to the next level. They'll never be a sacrifice, but they'll be a critic. Because what critics do, critics are watching things. They're critical about every situation, but they will not step out to do it, period. So I thank God that he said it forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. From generation to generation, it's already established throughout the earth. It's already done from Genesis, and it's completed by Revelation. Those are only a translation of many things that God wants to reveal to mankind. People are saying, I'm moving into the spirit realm. I'm going into another dimension. I'm going to another level. That's all good. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel excited to get a prophetic word to say, I'm going to a new dimension in the spirit realm. And you ain't going nowhere to up the stairs and around the corner, around the block. And if the spirit acts up, you'll take over the back into the house. When you move into the dimensions of God and the power of God and the glory of God, there's no stopping you in the spirit realm. You'll be able to speak and decree and declare, and demon spirits will actually come to you and request you to get out of their way. They'll request you that you're tormenting them too soon. You got to tap into the presence and the power of the glory of God. We got too many scary cats in the kingdom, too many people that are bullying in the kingdom, packing up, quitting, throwing in the towel in the kingdom of God. You can't quit now because he said, forever, oh Lord, it's settled in heaven. My decision has been rendered. It's already done. You just have to follow me. I am that I am that I am that I am God. It's already done. I end on this Revelation 1 and 8. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end, not your fraternity, not your college fraternity, not your Sigma, Beta, and Delta, Delta, Sigma, Phi, or AKA. I'm deeper than all of those religious Greeks for the philosophical thinking. I'm far greater than any of those things that's written on your tag or your shoulder or your imagery or your commitment. I'm far greater than that. I'm far greater than any imagination. I am that I am that I am inside you. So I want to wake you up to know that forever, oh Lord, you are settled in heaven. I called you creation. I called you for record. I've anointed you for now. I've appointed you for now. I raised you up for now. I put my glory in you. And I called you that I am, that I am, that I am. When I said, already in existence before you ever, your mind ever met her, her head connected to a seed. You were a sound before a man ever touched her and said it feel good. You were already in existence. I created you from a place that's far greater than any other element. You have to understand the power of the greatness of God. Ever, O Lord, my word is settled in heaven. And I end on this. The case is closed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your people today. We thank you for your presence and your glory. We thank you for what you're doing in the land, God, for your people, even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the gift. But God, we celebrate the fruit. And God, we will continue to inspect as we continue to walk in the presence and the glory and power. We give you praise, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus. And it is so. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen to the Lamb of God. We bless the Lord for the people of God on today. I thank you, God. We thank you all for joining us. We give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he is to us. I'm going to do it real quickly. I'm going to open up the line. I won't carry long. If the Lord gave you something, you got a question or comment based upon the word of the Lord God that's taught today, you can hit one on your dial. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, hit one on your dial. If you're on Blog side, you hit one on your dial. If you are on the conference side, you can hit *6 on your phone and come on in, and you can go from there. So if you're on the Blog side, just hit one on your dial, and we'll bring you in on today. Excuse me, those who are listening in, you can hit one of your dials. There's some in the chat room. We thank God for those that are listening in the chat room. Bless you all, those in different cities and towns. We bless the Lord for your kingdom gift as well, those in the chat room too. Blessing of God for you as well, those that are in the chat room. If you are on the conference line, quickly now, I want to give you an opportunity to come in if you are on the conference line. So if you're on the conference line, you can hit *6 on the conference line and come in. If you have a question or a comment, if you've been blessed by the word of the Lord God, I want to give you an opportunity as well to those who are on the conference line at this time. Amen. Bless the Lord for you as well, those on the conference line. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Jesus, I just want to say blessings, and I'm thankful again for Sister Shirley Mims keeping me on point. Hallelujah, as she's connected to getting on this pathetic, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm just thankful, hallelujah, to be on once again. And I was, hallelujah, atomically blessed, hallelujah. And God is steady speaking that, hallelujah, his word is settled. Hallelujah, nothing changes it. And he's just encouraging me and letting me know, hallelujah, if he said it's so. It's just all in his timing, and for me to continue to just praise him, hallelujah, even though it don't look good and feel good, hallelujah, but we must just praise him anyhow, because he's teaching me that, hallelujah, it slows the process when I allow the circumstances and the situations to overwhelm me. It prolongs, hallelujah, the word coming forward. But I must learn to press and praise through, hallelujah, when it don't feel good, people of God. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to share that, and I'm so glad to be up under your anointed voice, men of God. And I want to continue to come, hallelujah, and go with the cloud of glory. Blessings to you. Amen.
Amen. We honor the Lord. Bless you on today. Thank you so much for joining us and connecting with us too. Bless you on today. Amen. Anyone else today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God. We bless the Lord for the saints of God today. I know that everybody had a phenomenal day in the Lord, and you enjoyed your day with your family and loved ones, and enjoyed the greatness of being with family during this time. I hope people were able to enjoy the fruits of their labor and the time with family members, and to be able to love on each other and pray with each other and lift each other up. It's a great time to do that. So we bless God for you all today. And my desire is that God will continue to increase you in greater depth of his word and the will and the ways of his word for each and every one of you all to walk, breathe, and live in the spirit of God and the greatness that God has for your life and today. All right, if you want a copy of today's teaching in its entirety, what you can do is go to Blog Talk Radio. You go over to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Larod Matthews, and you can go into the archive and get a copy of today's teaching in its entirety and let it bless your heart and minister to your spirit and minister to your soul. It's a life-changing word today that will bless many of you. And it will bless your heart and bless your spirit on today. We thank God for it. So go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Larod Matthews and look up today's date. And it's in the archive. Today it says September the 7th, 2020. And you can get a copy of it. It's in the archive there. We have many messages that are in the archive there that are available to you and for you to bless, to be a blessing to you, and let it be a life-changing experience for your life. Also, there are many great kingdom leaders who are ministering the word of God locally and globally around the world, touching lives through the word of God. So go in there and be blessed by the word of God. Also, saints of God, continue to stay faithful. Keep other men and women of God in your prayers and pray for them that the Spirit of the Lord God would be with them and guide them and strengthen them and navigate them. There's so much going on in the land, and we need the prayers of the saints that is needed like never before in the land. And that they will be touched and they will be strengthened and they will be healed from all of the infirmities or the attacks that are coming from every area. God hinders upon his people, so continue to allow the will of the Lord God for your life and for your destiny and your purpose. Amen. Don't forget to join us tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. We'll be teaching and sharing the word of the Lord God. That would be our Tuesday night Bible study. We're teaching on the series, we're ready for the element of surprise. It actually be part 7 of the series, Element of Surprise. I will be going into teaching on what I've shared on Sunday with the people of God on Sunday, dealing with get ready for the element of surprise, dealing with the danger of calling enemies your friend, the danger of calling enemy your friend. It's a very powerful series. I dealt with 9 points Friday. I dealt with 9 points on this past Sunday. You can also go to my Facebook page and go down there and look at the teaching of the series. It will be a blessing to you, but we'll be picking up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. Join us there. Join any of the men and women of God that are ministering the word of God around the world, blessing the people of God with a word from the Lord. Also, you can go in there and listen to the teaching from Bishop Rance Allen and myself. We came together and tag team and shared on doing the leaders being able to survive during this pandemic time. We answered many powerful questions and comments that came. You can go there and watch it as well and go into the archive and see many of the services that we shared and minister the word of God. Amen. I thank you all for joining us on tonight. My heart to your heart, we love you all. I continually pray for you and your family in your ministry, in the purpose for which God has for you in this season. This is not an easy, I say this to people all the time, doing what I do is not an easy place, not an easy place or position to do what we do, but we honor the Lord to give us the strength to do what we do in spite of all that is coming or has came around us. So I bless the Lord for you all on tonight. Continue to be strong in the Lord, beloved. Continue to walk in the purpose and the promises of God. Keep Administrator Brian's family in your prayers. some of the other ones, keep them in your prayers as well, that the Lord will continue to strengthen them and keep them and guide them in all that he, that all that he's doing in our life and all that we trust in him to do for our life. All right, say to God, be strong in the Lord. Have a phenomenal, awesome evening in the Lord. Go in the power and the strength of the Lord on today. We love you immensely. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom for your court is my prayer for you on tonight. God bless you.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak or slow. You're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us.
Ron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator.